Weeds are not fussy about their living conditions, and they will take root in the strangest of places. In the crevice of a dry stone wall, in a damp gutter, or in the pavements of our city streets. Weeds take their chances, and more often than not, they will flourish. When I marvelled at the first little dandelion of spring in my garden, I could not have foreseen the onslaught of 1,000 more dandelions moving in behind it. But with their bright yellow faces, they are prettier to me than a field of sunflowers in Provence. And for now, I'm letting them grow, knowing that very soon I shall have to take action, for the roses want their day in the sun too. In the landscape of the heart, I must also keep watch on how everything is growing, nurturing the good, pruning the evil, and knowing that in the mystery of good and evil growing from the same soil, there is strengthening for every rose and blessing in every weed. I knew that when I was a little girl, when I would make a wish and blow away feathery seed heads into the high clouds of the future. Those seeds are now blooming in my garden. And when the long season is over, there will be my little dandelion, its white feathers blown away, lifting up its bald head to the wilting rose and saying, "We have been beautiful together, you and I, beautiful."